The explosion at the U.S. Steel Clairton plant impacted workers and touched the lives of thousands who lived nearby. The explosion was heard as far as 2 miles away. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier went to Clairton to see how the community reacted to the incident.
Todd Barrett was with a crew of laborers at the Clairton Coke Works that morning when they all felt something.
And we went out to see what was going on because it shook our building, and we looked out and seen black smoke.
His co-worker, Joshua Pershing, had worked in those batteries when he was just starting at the plant. That's when he got to know Timothy Quinn, 39, of Westmoreland County, one of two workers who died in the explosion.
And if you looked at Timmy, you saw the tattoos, the piercings and everything. But you talked to Timmy, it was like he could take a bad day or take you from a bad mood and just, you know, have you laughing in seconds.
Pershing is a fourth-generation steelworker. He's heard stories of things like this happening at the plant from years ago.
We knew what we were getting in for when we put our names on the paper to come here and work. It pays the bills. It makes us a living.
In addition to the workers who died, 10 others were injured. Pershing said the mood inside the mill among its 1,000 or so workers was serious.
Right now, we're all in a somber mood, every single man, woman in that place. I mean, because, you know, them guys, we saw them every day.
About a half mile away from the plant, Janelle Chapman was sitting on her back porch in Clairton that Monday morning.
I just heard this loud explosion, house shook, my back screen door flew open.
Chapman called her brother, who works at the plant, and made sure he was okay. Though she was worried about air pollution that day, she says the air quality in Clairton doesn't affect her or her children that much.
Me personally, it really ain't affect me, but I know other people around that got like health problems or whatever do affect them.
The Allegheny County Health Department advised people within a mile of the plant to stay indoors after the explosion, but lifted that advisory several hours later. Officials say air monitors near the plant showed no spikes in air pollution. But Melanie Mead of Clairton says she's had health symptoms since the explosion.
I feel a lot more fatigued. I don't have an appetite. I usually start out with fruit in the morning, and I haven't had any.
Mead wants someone in government to hold the company accountable for the health of workers and nearby residents. The Coke Works is Allegheny County's largest source of air pollution and has racked up over $50 million in settlements and fines since 2022. Mead was vocal about high levels of pollution in early 2019 after a fire knocked out the plant's pollution controls for months.
I have been expecting this to happen since 2019. They've had several explosions this year.
One in February sent two workers to the hospital. Debbie Clinton grew up in Clairton and lives in nearby Whitehall. She was visiting her mother's house in Clairton when I stopped by. Clinton had been worried about fumes from the explosion affecting her mother, but said overall air pollution from the plant hasn't really affected her family.
My mom's 93. Her neighbor down the street is 93. A gentleman on the street behind her is 96. They have lived here most or not, if not all of their lives, and I don't know why that pollution affects some people and not others.
Clinton says the Coke Works has always been a part of her life.
It's been here 100 and some years, part of the community. I really don't think about it much. It's just always been there, and you drive past the mill every day.
U.S. Steel's new owner, Nippon Steel, said it was fully committed to providing all necessary resources to the healing process with, quote, safety at the center of everything we do. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.